Service.
And that's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news, weather and business coming up, and today's winter veg under the spotlight is broccoli. That's all before six, but first a word about the Radio 4 Christmas appeal.
Imagine how it feels to be facing Christmas without a home.
I've slept here in a tent.
Your donations to last year's Radio 4 Christmas appeal gave people at risk of homelessness the support they needed to make their wish for a safe home come true.
Feels much, much better because you have support in all angles, so it's not just your accommodation, but it's also your mental health.
This is my bungalow. You can hear the birds singing, and I love it. It's mine.
The Radio 4 Christmas appeal, making a difference on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Sunday morning at 9:45.
Now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 27th of November. There are warnings of gales in German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockall and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Plymouth, 1,006. Expected Germany, 1,000 by midnight tonight. High Bailey, 1,018. Expected Scotland, 1,025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. 40s, north or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, north or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 or 4, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 3 or 4, becoming north, 4 to 6, showers, good. Fisher, northwest, veering northeast later, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, then north 4 to 6 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dover and White, veering north or northeast 3 or 4. Rain at first, moderate or good. Plymouth. Cyclonic, becoming southeast later 4 to 6, rain later, moderate or good. Biscay. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol. Cyclonic, becoming south, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Fitzroy. Thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northeast, veering southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fastnet. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. East or northeast 3 or 4, veering southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, rain later, good occasionally poor later. Malham, northeast, veering southeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 or 4, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in southeast Iceland. Showers, good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast 3, slight drizzle and rain, 2 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west 1, more than 38 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lucas, north 1, 16 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east 3, 1014, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south east 6, 1000 metres, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1008. Jersey, south south west 6, 8 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 6, 1007. Scilly Automatic, north by east 4, 16 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast 1, 14 miles, 1013, now falling. Ronald's Way, north 3, 24 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south 2, 24 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will build across the north of the United Kingdom. However, an area of low pressure will move quickly east near English Channel coasts on Wednesday, bringing a period of strong winds or gales and outbreaks of rain across many southern waters, before high pressure then rebuilds later. Southeasterly winds will again strengthen on Thursday ahead of an Atlantic low, which will then edge closer to more western waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, backing west later 3 to 5. Showers, good. Rattray Head, Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, but northeasterly at first in south, backing westerly later 3 to 5. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest at 4 or 5. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, but variable 2 or 3 at first in north, backing northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming north 3 to 5, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest, veering northeast, then east later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeasterly, veering southeasterly later 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Rain at first, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mouth of Galloway. East or northeast, veering southeast later 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Isle of Man, southwest 4 to 6, veering north 2 or 3, veering east later, showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Cunniff Loch. Variable, becoming southeast later, 2 to 4, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 2 to 4, but mainly easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly, 4 or 5 later, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mile of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. East or northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Shetland Isles, north or northwest 3 or 4. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 27th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nichols. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has come into effect in Lebanon. The BBC has seen footage of special school pupils being abused and locked in so-called calming rooms at a school in North London. In business, the government says £100 million will be raised to tackle problem gambling by a new tax on casinos and betting operators. In sport, Manchester City threw away a 3-goal lead to draw with Feyenoord in the Champions League. A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah has come into effect in Lebanon. Under the plan, thousands of Lebanese government troops will move into the south of the country as Israel withdraws its forces. Speaking last night, President Biden said he hoped the deal would bring a wider regional peace.
As for the broader Middle East region, today's announcement brings us closer to realizing the affirmative agenda that I've been pushing forward during my entire presidency. A vision for the future of the Middle East where it's at peace and prosperous and integrated across borders.
A BBC News investigation has obtained CCTV from inside a special school in northeast London, which shows autistic children being pushed into padded rooms, pinned up against walls, or left alone sitting in their own vomit. A police investigation into the abuse inside the so-called calming rooms at Whitefield School in Walthamstow ended earlier this year without any charges. The school says new leadership found the footage after the rooms had been shut and shared it with the police. Elizabeth Swan is a safeguarding expert and says the CCTV resembles hostage videos.
Watching it, it just gets worse as it goes on. You know, we look at the children, they're being defeated, and how they're responding to that treatment through self-injurious behaviour. It's torture. There's that immediate physical harm, but in terms of the psychological harm, that's lifelong.
The spending watchdog says the plan to increase access to NHS dentistry in England, set out by the previous government earlier this year, will not achieve its goals. The National Audit Office says NHS dentistry is in a state of crisis, with people struggling to access treatment, particularly in rural areas. The current government says it will develop its own scheme to improve access. A report by police in Brazil says the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, was directly involved in plotting a coup to overturn the result of the 2022 election, which he lost. Officers also found evidence he was fully aware of a plan to assassinate his successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Bolsonaro denies committing any crime. The Association of Optometrists is urging ministers to tackle the growing number of drivers with poor vision. It wants eyesight tests to be mandatory when people renew their licence, with more